With the likelihood that now former Pennsylvania Congressman Shaka Fatah is headed to federal prison, WHYY's Tom McDonald spoke to two other politicians who've done time for corruption.
Jimmy Tyune literally wrote a book on spending time in federal custody called Going to Prison after spending 40 months in upstate Pennsylvania on his conviction. He thinks life will change considerably for Shaka Fatah.
Shaka, who's not used to having people ignore him, will find that the prison administration, its guards, and whoever else serves the prisoners will ignore him and consider him as zero. Like everybody else, he'll be known by a number and his name. He's got to understand that there are no special privileges.
Former city councilman Rick Mariano, who spent about 5 years in prison and in a halfway house after his conviction, says because Fatah was a congressman, it puts him towards the bottom of the prison food chain.
It's going to hurt him because he's so high profile in prison. Like the bottom of the food chain is pedophiles, then ex-policemen, then white-collar workers. So depending on what street skills you have and how you relate to people, it's not easy. It's not going to be easy for them.
Mariano gives this advice.
Do the time, don't let the time do you. But it's a lot easier said than done. I was guilty of 18 felonies and it had 6.5 years. If he was convicted of 22 or 23, at his age, it has to be more than 10 years, maybe 15, 20. He could be in jail for the rest of his life.
Mariano says Fatah's quick resignation will help with his sentencing as the first of many acts of contrition necessary after his conviction. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.